branches are taken and branches grow back until new trees start growing around us and we start dying. And in our being physically uprooted, we always need to keep some earth within us to be spiritually rooted. And there are no classes, nor races, nor gender, but just levels of ignorance to believe in ready-made stories. And we may impose a spiritual winter only to flourish even more vigorously when the time will come and the new sprouts of a society paradoxically are always the one going against its establishment. And our prime example should be to inspire others to a full autonomy. And as our ancestors were happy to provide their offspring with rifles, we are happy to provide our offspring with the new technologies. And by acknowledging our nature, we'll inevitably come to clash with the establishment and inevitably will be eliminated in one way or another. And in whatever place we are, all our nourishment is the contemplation of its primary element. And by pursuing our directive principle, we come to lose almost everything to the point that we regain it at a much higher scale. And rapidly we shall retreat when people we meet only broadcast the views broadcasted on them by the social framework. As a beast particularly voracious of seeds with full potential, so it is the establishment. And the more it is not our vanity but our spirituality to be hit, the more it tells us to stand. And so much is the noise that we won't be able to react when the real warning will come. The fastest is the distribution of goods, the fastest will be the distribution of evils. And the strongest philosophical message is the one meant for the future, as it contains no pretentiousness from the side of the dead to be philosopher. And it is without any social tasks that we can be free to undertake the biggest of tasks, that is to address the future of society. And as in some skies is rare to see the stars clearly, so are the people below it. The personal frameworks can second our spontaneity, while generally applied social frameworks only oppresses it. And personal frameworks can second our spontaneity, while generally applied social frameworks oppresses it. And in search for the big freedom, how much are we to miss the small freedom we had and so much we complained about? And while those who are favored will eventually die overfed, we shall aim to be under no patronage in order to spiritually survive. And incapable to understand why his art is received with so much indifference, the artist either turns into a critic or a god. And in order to safeguard our nature, we can truly begin to break the rules as soon as they become unnatural. And if we cannot fit within a format, it's just a matter of insisting in order to create our own. Only by pursuing making very small achievements is that we become great. And unless it is kept personal, any faith will have to oppress others in order to pursue its objectives. And for the sake of control, all narrow alleys are removed and the mainstream boulevard enforced. And it is by changing the routine that we can gain something other, losing something former. And even for a society, it is a great fun to build it and a great burden to experience it fully built. And we shall not be angry with any specific folk, but with any folk driven by an ignorant fanaticism. And the danger of a society only boosting the scientific mind is that sooner or later it can erase systematically humanity. And while technology tells us to present instantly, our soul tells us to keep on elaborating. And within a family, but also within an establishment, parenting is about stepping aside, not forcing the offspring on our steps. And there is never a stable society, as there is never a stable resource to stabilize oneself upon. And philanthropy works so that natural rights can be respected on one side and completely deteriorates on the opposite. And in the end, content seems only something we can smuggle in a facade for the sake of social vanity. And when the mass escape in one direction, the hero returns from that very direction and goes the opposite way. And haters are those who didn't get any love and were unable to become super lovers. And the magic occurs when our imagination is able to communicate to others. Having no infrastructure to support it, in the end our concept becomes an essential form of immateriality. And we can dialogue with others and keep mundane, or we can dialogue with the God within us and get divine. And we shouldn't be horrified about what happened around us, as it may as well be a projection of what we have triggered within us. And toleration is the key to completely extinguish the energies of anything alien. And by acknowledging a third class, we irremediably create a second and a first class. And we switch paradigm, thinking to recharge, and soon realize that our capacity is always the same. And we keep thinking of the rights inferior people should achieve when all it is needed is that we step down from our superiority. And especially in the most intellectual of human manifestations, the motives always remain a certain inclination to a certain vice. And as for a new creature, a new society will first put its focus in the establishment of its body. And the sole factor that should determine our choice is whether we have the time and space to take care of our nature. And what we theoretically assume to be something, experience will reveal to be the exact opposite. And we might think we have set free only as we don't know the new form of slavery ahead of us. And in an environment that keeps changing, changes are irrelevant, but the changes we apply to our own individual self. And noble are those who can face any circumstance but the jeopardization of their nobility. And just the fact that we make ourselves unreachable stimulates others to use us as a target. And now that we have replaced our rusted aurea with inoxidable steel, cleaning its surface. And unless it starts and develops from within our own nature, any type of convention will be always arbitrary. And we shouldn't learn to repress through our body, but transcend via our spiritual elevation. We can identify those who are privileged as they would never criticize those who are equally privileged. And if industrialization meant to provide a proper shed for everyone, nowadays it aims to provide extreme luxury.